Unit 2. C. Exercises 4 and 5.
The idea for a boat race between the universities of Oxford and Cambridge started with two school friends, Charles Merivale and Charles Wordsworth. Merivale went from school to Cambridge University and Wordsworth went to Oxford. On the 12th of March 1829, Cambridge sent a note to Oxford and challenged them to a boat race. The race took place a few weeks later on the River Thames. Oxford won it easily, and a tradition began. By 1856, the race was an annual event. In the 150 years since then, the boat race has provided lots of interesting and exciting moments. 1859 was a bad year for Cambridge. Their boat sank. In 1877, nobody won or lost the race. The result was a dead heat. In other words, both boats finished the race at exactly the same time. However, Oxford believed that they won the race easily, but the referee was asleep and didn't see it. In 1912, both boats sank. The race took place again the next day. In 1938, the boat race was on television for the first time. Not many people watched it, though, because only a few people had TV sets in their homes at that time. 1981 was an interesting year for the boat race for this reason. Sue Brown became the first woman to take part. She was the cox for the Oxford team. 1984 was another bad year for Cambridge. Their boat crashed into another boat before the start of the race. The umpire had to abandon the race for that day while Cambridge prepared another boat. The race took place the next day and Cambridge lost. 1998 was a more successful year for Cambridge. They won the race and set a new record for the course. 16 minutes and 19 seconds, the fastest time in history.